Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible Chronological. I'm China. Today is the fifth day of January. Welcome. So great to be here with you guys today. Today, we are continuing in the book of Job. We are in chapters 6 through 9, and we continue on with the New International Version for this week. Then Job replied, "If only my anguish could be weighed and all my misery be placed on the scales, it would surely outweigh the sand of the seas. No wonder my words have been impetuous. The arrows of the mighty are in me. My spirit drinks in their poison. God's terrors are marshaled against me. Does a wild donkey bray when it has grass, or an ox bellow when it has fodder? Is tasteless food eaten without salt? Or is there flavor in the sap of the mallow? I refuse to touch it. Such food makes me ill. Oh, that I might have my request, that God would grant what I hope for, that God would be willing to crush me, to let loose his hand and cut off my life. Then I would still have this consolation, my joy in unrelenting pain, that I had not denied the words of the Holy One. What strength do I have that I should still hope? What prospects that I should still be patient? Do I have the strength of stone? Is my flesh bronze? Do I have any power to help myself now that my success has been driven from me? Anyone who withholds kindness from a friend forsakes the fear of the Almighty. But my brothers are as undependable as intermittent streams, as the streams that overflow when darkened by thawing ice and swollen with melting snow, but that stop flowing in the dry season and in the heat vanish from their channels. Caravans turn aside from their routes. They go off into the wasteland and perish. The caravans of Timnah look for water. The traveling merchants of Sheba look in hope. They are distressed because they had been confident. They arrive there only to be disappointed. Now you too have proved to be of no help. You see something dreadful and are afraid. Have I ever said, 'Give something on my behalf. Pay a ransom for me from your wealth. Deliver me from the hand of the enemy. Rescue me from the clutches of the ruthless. Teach me and I will be quiet. Show me where I have been wrong.' How painful are honest words. But what do your arguments prove? Do you mean to correct what I say and treat my desperate words as wind? You would even cast lots for the fatherless and barter away your friend. But now be so kind as to look at me. Would I lie to your face? Relent. Do not be unjust. Reconsider. For my integrity is at stake. Is there any wickedness on my lips? Can my mouth not discern malice? Do not mortals have hard service on earth? Are not their days like those of hired laborers? Like a slave longing for the evening shadows, or a hired laborer waiting to be paid? So I have been allotted months of futility, and nights of misery have been assigned to me. When I lie down, I think, how long before I get up? The night drags on, and I toss and turn until dawn. My body is clothed with worms and scabs. My skin is broken and festering. My days are swifter than a weaver's shuttle, and they come to an end without hope. Remember, O God, that my life is but a breath. My eyes will never see happiness again. The eye that now sees me will see me no longer. You will look for me, but I will be no more. As a cloud vanishes and is gone, so one who goes down to the grave does not return. He will never come to his house again. His place will know him no more. Therefore, I will not keep silent. I will speak out in the anguish of my spirit. I will complain in the bitterness of my soul. Am I the sea or the monster of the deep that you put me under guard? When I think my bed will comfort me and my couch will ease my complaint, even then you frighten me with dreams and terrify me with visions, so that I prefer strangling and death rather than this body of mine. I despise my life. I would not live forever. Let me alone. My days have no meaning. What is mankind that you make so much of them, that you give them so much attention, that you examine them every morning and test them every moment? Will you never look away from me or let me alone even for an instant? If I have sinned, what have I done to you? You who sees everything we do, why have you made me your target? Have I become a burden to you? Why do you not pardon my offenses and forgive my sins? For I will soon lie down in the dust. You will search for me, but I will be no more. Then Bildad the Shuhite replied, How long will you say such things? Your words are a blustering wind. Does God pervert justice? Does the Almighty pervert what is right? When your children sinned against him, he gave them over to the penalty of their sin. But if you will seek God earnestly and plead with the Almighty, if you are pure and upright, even now he will rouse himself on your behalf and restore you to your prosperous state. Your beginnings will seem humble, so prosperous will be your future. Ask the former generation and find out what their ancestors learned. For we were born only yesterday and know nothing, and our days on earth are but a shadow. Will they not instruct you and tell you? Will they not bring forth words from their understanding? Can papyrus grow tall where there is no marsh? Can reeds thrive without water? While still growing and uncut, they wither more quickly than grass. Such is the destiny of all who forget God. So perishes the hope of the godless. What they trust in is fragile. What they rely on is a spider's web. They lean on the web, but it gives way. They cling to it, but it does not hold. They are like a well-watered plant in the sunshine, spreading its shoots over the garden. It entwines its roots around a pile of rocks and looks for a place among the stones. But when it is torn from its spot, that place disowns it and says, I never saw you. Surely its life withers away, and from the soil other plants grow. Surely God does not reject one who is blameless or strengthen the hands of evildoers. He will yet fill your mouth with laughter and your lips with shouts of joy. Your enemies will be clothed in shame, and the tents of the wicked will be no more. Then Job replied, Indeed, I know that this is true. But how can mere mortals prove their innocence before God? Though they wished to dispute with him, they could not answer him one time out of 1,000. His wisdom is profound. His power is vast. Who has resisted him and come out unscathed? He moves mountains without their knowing it, and overturns them in his anger. He shakes the earth from its place and makes its pillars tremble. He speaks to the sun and it does not shine. He seals off the light of the stars. He alone stretches out the heavens and treads on the waves of the sea. He is the maker of the Bear and Orion, the Pleiades and the constellation of the south. He performs wonders that cannot be fathomed, miracles that cannot be counted. When he passes me, I cannot see him. When he goes by, I cannot perceive him. He snatches away, who can stop him? Who can say to him, What are you doing? God does not restrain his anger. Even the cohorts of Rahab cowered at his feet. How then can I dispute with him? How can I find words to argue with him? Though I were innocent, I could not answer him. I could only plead with my judge for mercy. Even if I summoned him and he responded, I do not believe he would give me a hearing. He would crush me with a storm and multiply my wounds for no reason. He would not let me catch my breath, but would overwhelm me with misery. If it is a matter of strength, he is mighty. And if it is a matter of justice, who can challenge him? Even if I were innocent, my mouth would condemn me. If I were blameless, it would pronounce me guilty. Although I am blameless, I have no concern for myself. I despise my own life. It is all the same. That is why I say, he destroys both the blameless and the wicked. When a scourge brings sudden death, he mocks the despair of the innocent. When a land falls into the hands of the wicked, he blindfolds its judges. If it is not he, then who is it? My days are swifter than a runner. They fly away without a glimpse of joy. They skim past like boats of Papyrus, like eagles swooping down on their prey. If I say, I will forget my complaint, I will change my expression and smile. I still dread all my sufferings, for I know you will not hold me innocent. Since I am already found guilty, why should I struggle in vain? Even if I washed myself with soap and my hands with cleansing powder, you would plunge me into a slime pit so that even my clothes would detest me. He is not a mere mortal like me, that I might answer him, that we might confront each other in court. If only there were someone to mediate between us, someone to bring us together, someone to remove God's rod from me, so that his terror would frighten me no more. Then I would speak up without fear of him. But as it now stands with me, I cannot. Every year that I've read the story of Job, I've been kind of like, man, I just want to like get through all this uncomfortable pain stuff and get to the end. And if you've read the story of Job, then you know how it ends. But if you don't, I won't spoil it for you. But this year, I think I'm not as uncomfortable with his pain and his deep feelings. Mainly because I had a baby. And typically postpartum can unbalance your hormones pretty intensely. And for me, I was really unaware of just how intense that was going to be. And so I can't relate to the depth of what Job is saying, but the pain and the like questioning of like, Lord, really what it boils down to is, Lord, where are you? And why is this going on? And so that's really what Job is saying here. And gosh, that last few stanzas where he's talking about he's not a mere mortal like I am, that he's gonna answer me in the way that I would talk to a friend. But if there was someone who could mediate between us, someone to bring us together, that would be great. Like, how many times has like maybe you, or maybe not you, but for me, for sure, I'm like, Lord, it would be great if you could just come and sit in my room with me and we could talk about these things and we could be face to face. And really, then it just boils down to faith and believing that the Lord hears us and he's in our rooms with us and he's all around us. And when we actually focus on that, like, whew, that makes me want to weep. It's like, for a second, if I could just picture that the Lord is sitting right here, right next to me on this little chair, and the Lord's sitting there and he's got perfect posture because he's the Lord. And he is just like, I know all of what you're saying. I have to believe that who we know the Lord to be in his character, I believe that he would probably be weeping with us. And he would probably have tears in his eyes and he would just ask us if he could hug us and if we could just come into his arms and he could hold us. And I believe that he has the kindness of a father that will just allow us to have whatever big feelings we need to have, to cry as much or as little as we need to, and to just sit with him and know that we're comforted, we're seen, we're safe, and that there isn't anything else that we're lacking. There's nothing else. And so it's easy to forget that. It's easier to just have anger and to misplace it. It's really easy to misplace anger and to misunderstand someone that we don't know. So when we do know the Lord, like Job, he knows the Lord, and he's going through some really intense, devastating, serious depression, and he's like crying out from the deepest parts of him, Lord, I need you. I don't know what's going on. I'm afraid. I am confused. What has happened? And I just am like, you know what, Job? Like, we've all been there. And if like you haven't been there, you may come to a place in your life where you just ask an honest question. I mean, later this year, we'll hear Jesus even ask, Lord, like, why have you forsaken me? That's a totally different context. But it's a human thing that we ask for. It's a human thing. It doesn't necessarily justify it and make it like, okay, yeah, sorry, Lord, for what I said. We still need to be aware of. So all in all, I don't know how your year has started. I don't know what these past 5 days have been for you, or the past 5 weeks or 5 months. I'm not sure. But one thing I do know is that the Lord is sovereign, and he's faithful, and he's good. And if some things are going on that you don't know, like I have some pretty big things in my life that I don't have the answers to, and some things that I'm believing for, but I'm pretty sure the opposite is going to happen. And that is devastating, and that's really hard to fathom. But that doesn't mean I'm not going to hope for a miracle, and that I'm not going to hope that the Lord would still do big things. Like, that doesn't mean I lay down and accept defeat. It means I choose to believe that the Lord is sovereign. I remind myself that he's faithful, that he's steadfast, that he's God. I am not. He's not asking me to be. And he's asking me to just trust him. And so I'm thankful for stories like Job that remind us it's okay to have big feelings. When things are going very different and disruptive, like there's so much validity in this story. And that's why it's irritating to read his friends being like so ritualistic, and we're gonna get into the law. And so that's always makes me feel like I wanna crawl out of my skin, but there's purpose for it. And it's just good. And so, Father, I thank you that you are good. I thank you that what is true of any situation, what it boils down to, is we've tasted and seen your goodness. And Lord, I thank you that even in whatever circumstance that we're in, whatever day we've had, Lord, we know that a single moment has the potential to take us out, and it has the potential to just be present and invite you into it. And so God, I just pray that we be mindful of who you are. Would you just allow us to have a keen awareness and sensitivity to your spirit? That we would be able to pause, especially in this next couple of weeks as we come into our fast and we're really just laying things down before you and choosing to either sort some things out with you, to have some things answered, to seek you out, whatever it is, Lord, I thank you that we're going to find you. We've already found you. We already know you. You've already revealed yourself to us. Now it's up to us to choose that and to focus in on that. And so God, I just thank you that even the very word that you've spoken over this community for this year is seek. And so we choose to seek you out. And God, I just thank you that you're for us. You know us and you love us. And what a beautiful and marvelous and holy thing that is. And I thank you that we get to be your children and made in your image. What a powerful thing that is. So Lord, we love you. And it's in your name we pray. Amen. I don't know if you are a journaler or a writer, or whether it's like with a pen in paper or if it's like on a tablet or something. But I would encourage you to write out whatever the Lord is bringing up in you whenever you read his word, and to go back and read over it. There's something so powerful reading where the Lord has brought you from. I read journals of when I was in high school praying to be married. And as silly as that sounds, like, maybe I'll share my story with Ben later on in this year. The validity and the depth of that was so real. And every time I look back and read on that, I have so much, like, I don't even have a word for it. I wish there was a word for it. But it's such a grand appreciation and reverence for the Lord, for all that he's brought me through and all the prayers that he's answered. And so if there's things that is coming up in you, if there's questions, if there's big feelings, if there's nothing other than like a drawing or whatever it is, I just encourage you to write it out. There's something like proven that when you write, it forces your brain to think about what you're going to say next, and it like forces you to slow down. And that's the biggest thing that I struggle with, because it's just easier to speak it all out. But when you write, it forces your body to slow down. And if you struggle with like rapid thinking, racing thoughts, or anxiety, that's kind of what it's called. writing allows you, slows your breath, relaxes your body, and it allows you to focus on what you're going to say next. And I think there's something really beautiful about that. And so actually, I think I'm going to take my own advice here and start that back up. I haven't journaled in years. I think I'll pick that back up in our fast. So, super excited. We have 2 more days and then we're going to start this thing together. And I'm super excited. So hopefully you all have been in prayer about what it is that you would like to lay down for 21 days and to seek the Lord. So excited to hear from you. That is all for today. I'm Trina. I love you. And I'll be waiting for you here tomorrow.
Hey, DABC family. This is Alaska Mom. And it is the 30th of December. And I am trying to get an early start for 2022. And I'm working on calling in more often. I just really wanted to call in and just voice some of the prayers that I pray as I listen to the calls and the prayers. And so right now I really want to pray for Laura Bailey, who Scott Campbell called in and wanted prayer for Laura, who's in the hospital. She was put in the hospital on Christmas Day and is very sick. And I just ask the Lord's healing hand to just come and envelope her and to heal her, whatever it is that is causing this sickness, and that she can get up and out. Lord, I hope she's already up and out, and that she'll start the new year on a healthy note. And I just thank Scott for calling in. I often hear him calling in for so many others. And Scott, I just really praise you for doing that.
Hi, Jill. You made it, girl. We made it together. Jill, I heard a podcast for today at 2:30 in the morning. I had to wait until now, almost 7, to record this message, Jill, because I didn't want to wake up the entire house. But I was so touched by the last message of the year. And by the end of your talk, I was already choking. When the music came, then I was sobbing with you. And I could feel everything that you were saying. Jill, I want to thank you so much for stepping up, you know, for being a great mom that you were, you know, helping out, you know, this community as China was taking care of her own baby. And I'm so excited to start tomorrow again. you know, yes, sister, we are going to start over again. And we are going to walk this walk together until the very last day. I love the way you talk about your husband, the way you talk about your children. You know, I am so excited that China will be, you know, along with you doing that. And sister, you made it. And you did it so well. So well. Thank you, Jill. You changed my life this year. You know, your words, your vulnerability, your love. Thank you. Thank you. Happy New Year. And I love your husband too, Brian. He's been my pastor for the last 10 years. I've been with Daily Audio Bible for 10 years. So have a great New Year, you and your entire family. Bye!
Wow. It's December 31st. And I just finished the reading for the today and listening. I just want to say thank you, Jill, for being so transparent, vulnerable, honest. We are so thankful and blessed by that. I have waited all year to call in because being overwhelmed by everyone else's calls and just learning and growing and just being quiet has been something God has been working out in me. And what I have learned this year, so much more in my whole lifetime of reading the Bible. It doesn't end here, and I'm so looking forward to next year. Even when I got behind, I took the time to double up and found that I enjoyed that so much that I was afraid I would miss more than one day being able to listen to it in one day. But I think I'll become a double dabber or even a triple dabber to fulfill that need. Anyway, I just wanted to say thank you and God bless your ministry. And I want to encourage everyone to not stop here, but be sure to share. Share this with everyone and anyone that you meet so that they can too be blessed by this and fulfilled and know God's word. God bless you all. This is Lady Brave from Arkansas. Love one another.
Oh, Jill, it's been an absolute pleasure to have gone this whole year with you. This is Tilly from Florida. Real name is Mark. Yeah, it's been a pleasure, an honor, and I'll start again tomorrow. Going through the Daily Audio Bible, this is like my, I've lost count. It's at least 13 years. And every year I've gone through the chronological Bible too. No doubt it's changed who I am. I'm not perfect by any means. My wife will tell you that. Well, she wouldn't actually. She wouldn't tell you that. She would say I'm a good husband. And that's what we do for each other. We love each other. We hide our faults. We comfort each other in the midst of the times that we're not acting in a Christ-like manner. But no doubt I've been changed by being involved in this community. Thank the Lord I've been able to faithfully give and support it as well. So God bless your effort. I look forward to China coming back on, but I also want to hear you as well throughout the year. So God bless you. Thank you for doing what you've done to change my life. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hi, I called in about 6 months ago asking for prayer for our family as we tragically lost his son at the beginning of the 2021 year. I just wanted to thank you all for praying for us. It was very much appreciated. I am now asking for prayer again as we are approaching the 1-year mark of his passing. Please pray for healing and that we can grow closer together as a family, as well as for one son in particular who has been using substance to cope with the pain. Please pray that he will find freedom in Jesus, new joy and purpose in his life, self-worth. I also want to encourage you all to continue to pray for one another, as it has been a very difficult year for many people. Thank you, Jill, for your readings each day. They have blessed me, and I know they have blessed many others as well.